Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your host, David Von Strawn. And now, here's the Big D.
Big D. Hey, yo. Hello, Charlottesville! It is Sunday. It is April the 8th. It just snowed. That's super weird. It just snowed. It's April. It is what it is. Charlottesville. This is Homegrown, your local show about art. I am David Von Strawn, a.k.a. the Devious One, a.k.a. Negro Suave, a.k.a. Nefarious Rocker, a.k.a. Black Frodo. And I usually say with me, as always, is the lovely, the loquacious, the lascivious Leslie M. Scott Jones, but she ain't with me, so it's not necessarily always. So, because you know Leslie's work schedule, like, if she's out of commission, she's out of commission. But with me, as always, is on the boards my man Clinton Johnson. He puts this thing together. What's up, C?
What up, David?
Love that banter. All right. So, without further ado, as you can see, we have a packed house on the Homegrown live feed. We are doing something that there are many milestones going on here. I think this is the most amount of people on a Homegrown show, and this is the most amount of puppets on a Homegrown show. Yes, he's going to be doing that all day, this gentleman behind me. So let's just go down. Let's just move down here. Let's introduce you to yourself and your friend. I don't know if I can do this. I'm still getting ready. I'm so psyched for this show. All right, this is the cast of Hand of God. This is the new show coming down on Live Arts, April 13th through May the 6th. Live Arts Theater. They are putting their foot down in it once again, giving you the best that Charlottesville has to offer in terms of big budget blockbuster live theater. Live Arts, they're pretty awesome. All right, so we're just going to go down, and I'm going to rotate this camera. Go around. All right, we'll go around. And then we'll move forward. Go,
hi,
Carrie, that's you.
Carrie Moran, puppet designer, Hand to God.
All right.
Hi, Virginia Warner, Marjorie, Hand to God.
Hi, James Sanford, Pastor Greg, and Hand to God.
All right, this is the cast of Hand to God coming at you. Live Arts Theater, April 13th through May the 6th. Talk about it. Talk about Hand to God. Popular Broadway show. I think it's the first adaptation in Charlottesville.
Yes, indeed. And I think it might be the first community theater.
What?
I can't vouch for that.
We're gonna get research on that right now. Actually,
we'll say it and leave it to them to disprove it. Yeah,
there's no research.
Prove us wrong.
That's a good bet. I'm with that.
Trying to get the rights to the show, and Live Arts finally got it, which is cool.
Was that a challenge?
I believe it is when you're a community theater to get a really popular Broadway show.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm completely blind as to like what the process. I would say on a ranking scale of 1 to 10 in your experiences, how hard was it for you to get this into hand?
I can't speak about that personally. I do know that it was in the works for several years.
Right on. Yeah. Okay, cool. So it was it was coming down the pipe, and you really really wanted this back. Yeah. And you personally vouched for this show, and
I was part of the committee that picked it, so I figured I needed to be involved in it.
Yeah,
because I was it's a show that could go either way. Let's say, mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure it was a good show.
Yeah,
it's a show that could go either way. Says Carrie Moran.
They'll never put me on the radio.
Cameron's not part of the marketing team. This usually just sits with the puppets. But
no, I design the puppets.
Right. So talk about that. Talk about what it's like building puppets.
I mean, one of the things about it is that, you know, when there's a show that's popular in it, it's well advertised, like the show in New York was, that there's a preconceived notion about what the puppets should be because they become the image of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then reading the script and seeing the cast and the way, you know, the direction this show was taking, I felt that the puppets shouldn't be like the ones from the New York show. That
right.
They needed to have their own characters, and so that's what I did. And you have to see it to believe it. There are a number of puppets. You know, there's a lot of action in the show. One puppet, one character. And I think that we have to talk about them as characters because they really are.
They are.
You know, they're
yeah,
not
they are.
Really, you know, it's not a puppet show. It's a possessed puppet. And so he truly evolves as a character. And there are numerous puppets that create his evolution, as well as secondary puppets who support his evolution. Anyway, that's about it.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it was hard. I've never done puppets before.
Mm-hmm.
And making them was hard.
Right.
And,
so, yeah.
Specifically,
you know,
how?
How?
Like physically. Like, was it hard to get, like, the materials? Was it
yes,
hard to, like...
it was amazingly hard to get the right material.
Like, you just can't go to Michael's and, like, pick up,
no,
like, a whole...
No, not at all. Not at all. And so I had to go to specialty source, and I thought I could save money by using different materials. Found out you can't do that. Then, you know, you create all of them, and I made 14 puppets. And they have to be waterproof, so... It's
crazy.
And then dress them. And then dress them. And I found out that my puppets actually wear a 0 to 3 month size clothing, which was a godsend, believe me.
I think that's a rule of thumb. Like, if you can't get in a onesie, then it's too big. It's too big.
So,
yeah,
anyway.
I mean, you're more like a toddler.
Right.
Yeah, at least a six.
Well,
at least a six. So let's get to you, Virginia and James, talking about, like, the actual, like, machinations of the show and, like, the difficulties of, like, working with puppets and, like, working with somebody that isn't necessarily a character, but isn't necessarily there. Like,
sure.
how to keep focus, like, how to, like, really, like stay, like, deep, like, entrenched, like, in, like, talk about that. Because I think as an actor, I would find difficulty in that.
Sure. But, well, you actually have the two people in the show that don't use puppets that much.
No, right.
Pastor Greg doesn't use a puppet.
Ever.
And my puppet falls off a cliff, like, in 30 seconds into the play. Not really, but she just never returns again.
Where
but I will say, I will say that even working with Rita is my alter ego. She's a church-going woman, so am I. It was really, really hard. Actually, I mean, she needs to be her own persona, and it's hard to, you know, say your voice and then also make the mouth movements when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, Marjorie is failing at a lot of things in her life at this point, including puppetry. She sucks at puppets. And so do I. So and so it worked out really great.
Yeah, that,
so Virginia,
that
you've got
fantastic.
The you've got the interesting situation where you're playing a character who is a puppeteer.
Correct.
Right. So.
Well, she is the founder of the Christketeers, the puppet ministry. But that's not because she's good at puppets. It's actually because she needs something to, like, keep her going. And Pastor Greg has kind of put this activity together for her and been like, you should lead this. So she's learning along with her students.
How freaking meta is that? So when you auditioned for the show, like, because of course you had to know, you know, the background of the show.
Sure.
Was it something you were looking forward to? And then they were like, you have these parts, and then you're like, oh, I can't work with puppets. And you get to watch, like, all these other people. Like, do you wish you could do more puppet work?
Yeah, I mean, and for the 30 seconds that Rita is there, I mean, you know, I feel like
I see
she's
the
star. Yeah, there's a pure, I have a pure joy using her. But no, Marjorie is, you know, one of the best characters I've ever gotten to play. And so I'm thrilled with playing Marjorie, so.
Well, and Carrie said something very astute in that the show could go either way. When I knew a little bit about the show, I had heard from people who had seen it, and they said, you should go for this. This is a really good show. And when I sat down to read the script, I was kind of nervous because I thought, I don't want to do something that's just a shock show, a dirty puppet show, something that's going to be making fun of religion, that sort of thing. There was a great quote from Mae West from the 1930s. Mae West, who was a lifelong devout Catholic, believe it or not, despite her image, she said, when you take religion for a laugh, the joke's on you. And that was her motto, to never come out and make fun of religion. Mm. And our show doesn't do that. Mm. It's very much about people trying to like use the church to get their lives in order. Mm-hmm. But then a demonic puppet comes along and, you know, what can you do?
Like you do.
That always seems to be the case.
I know. That's what happens.
You just have to keep puppets away. That's what the motto of the show is. I know.
Well, it's getting heated in here, guys. It's getting heated. Let's just turn it down.
Puppets have their place, and it's Avenue Q.
One of the things that's really interesting about Hand to God is that the puppets are truly characters, and as I was saying earlier, when I watched a run through, I was actually proud of my puppets and thinking they're doing so well. I mean, you know, I'm there. Oh, he's doing so well. And I'm like, he's a flaming puppet. Yeah. You know, no, it's like it's the actor who's manipulating this puppet is absolutely able to separate his role, which is immense because it's two roles, into two distinct roles, so that it is as though he and another character are on stage at the same time. And it's remarkable.
It really has been. Julian Sanchez, who plays Jason.
And Tyrone,
yeah. Over the course of rehearsal has gone...
Tyrone being the puppet.
Tyrone is the puppet.
I imagine he's a black puppet.
The evil puppet.
No. Okay. I'm sorry. Continue. My bad.
He has really gotten to the point where when you're on stage with him and with Tyrone, it's like you're there with two other characters. And if Marjorie is in there, it's like I'm on stage with three characters because he does not have the same voice. He does not have the same personality. I know in some part of my mind that Julian is operating Tyrone and it is Julian's voice, but as an actor, it becomes very much like I'm dealing with two separate characters on stage, which is a wonderful feeling and a terrifying feeling sometimes because I will be very sympathetic toward Jason and ready to strangle Tyrone. So, yeah.
But I guess, and I would say as an actor, I think I would enjoy seeing that craft a lot, because I think a lot of what kind of like inhibits us as actors is like letting go of ego and letting go of like how I look and how my hand movements are and how my body is, rather than just like putting everything into this one physical thing and like letting that be like your vehicle and like your medium for how you're expressing yourself. And that's truly where the craft comes from. Mm-hmm. It's not about you. It's about you characterizing somebody else and making somebody feel for somebody else or something else. I'm all for non-binary like representation. So I like you.
Very good. I'm
getting to y'all next. Don't worry about that. All right. I do want to talk about a few more things. We got to do a drop. We'll be right back. This is Homegrown. Drop! 15 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown. 94.7 WPVZ, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. These people have four lips to work. I can't even work my two. This is shameful. We got a special show. All puppet show. Oh, you can step in.
You want me to step in?
Yeah. No. I got this.
Okay.
No, I've been waiting for a solo show forever.
Me can take over the mic. Okay.
You gonna rock the mic later? I trust you.
WPVC. See how I did that?
Do you, homie? do you?
I'm just trying to help.
I appreciate that.
Me here for you, dude.
Oh, it is an all-puppet show. Yeah. They're trying to get me the crack, but I'm not going to do it. actors from Hand to God are in here. Live Arts Theater, April 13th through May the 6th. Going down at Live Arts Theater, popular Broadway show. Brought to community theater for assuredly the first time ever. We're just going to lock it in. We're just going to say that's truth. FCC doesn't listen. Yeah, exactly. It's about truthiness.
Yeah.
It's about what you honestly believe. So, yeah, I mean, you mentioned that Hand to God wasn't a show that made fun of religion. You mentioned that it might have, you know, some lewd content, a little bit of blue humor. Talk about that. Did you know that the... I've never seen the show before, but I've always been interested in it because I do love puppet work, you know, myself, you know. So, talk about that. Like, did you imagine the show was going to be as dirty as it was when you actually, like, read the script?
How dirty do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm down for down and dirty as it gets. I mean, I just want to know going in the door, like, or maybe I don't want to know.
I had an idea from what people had told me that, you know, it was probably going to be R-rated. And when I read the script, yes, it was. But it's not... there's a purpose behind it. I mean, it's very much a comedy. It's very funny. And yet there's also an element of psychological drama in it. It's about what happens when you don't process grief properly. It's about what happens when parents and children don't actually open up channels of communication. And everybody pretends to play happy families and, oh, okay, dad's gone, but everything's great and everything's going to be wonderful. And that has really serious consequences. So, that was what gave the show to me, at least, a lot more dimension than just, oh, it's going to be, you know, a lot of raunchy jokes and puppets procreating and
right.
The blood and that sort of thing. I mean,
I was like, that's what I'm going to see. I mean, well, just let me know now.
And to tell you the truth, yeah, I mean, I've seen Avenue Q and I'm really familiar with it. And I was saying, okay, well, what sets this apart from Avenue Q? What is this show going to do that Avenue Q hasn't already done? And it's a very different show. I mean, there's puppets and there's jokes and that sort of thing, which we have in common. We don't have much in the way of songs other than like a couple of
Tyrone
Jason's.
Tyrone sings.
Yeah,
things.
A couple of. Yeah, you probably shouldn't. So, but yeah, you guys have much better songs. So, I'll give you that. But yeah, it's a very different show than Avenue Q, and I really appreciated that because I said, okay, there really is substance to this. It's not, I'm not going to go into this and feel like, oh, I'm just doing this like kind of off-color comedy, and there are, you know, nasty puppets in it.
I think it's really actually kind of weird that there are two puppet-based shows going on right now, you know, simultaneously. It's like a zeitgeist thing. You know?
The year of the puppet.
Yeah.
In the city, they would call that Turf Wars.
and neither one
of y'all's puppet shows got to go down by Saturday. It would be a shame if something happened to that soft little felt like head of yours. No, but let's.
Tyrone would rip that thing right off.
Yeah, so let's talk to Avenue Q because we got them in the studio. They're here chilling. They've been really soft and chill. Jonathan Carnes, Victoria Clement, Frank Saxon, Avenue Q going down at Four County Players May 4th through May 20th. All puppets, all the time, all in Charlottesville. How's it going, y'all? Avenue Q.
It's going great.
Good. Good. It is so good to have y'all. Like,
it's
in
good to
the
be
house.
Here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you back.
So much.
So I see you all are actors and puppeteers. Yeah. You also have friends. Can you introduce the friends that you brought with you?
Well, my name's Trekkie Monster, and this is Frank.
Okay, that's Frank, my friend. Over there. Yeah, Frank's just chilling in the top of the corner.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. And my name's Princeton. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Hi, my name's Victoria Clement, and
hi, I'm Kate Monster. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we know relation.
No. I see a difference.
I mean, last name Monster, but that
you don't really look alike.
Right.
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah, it's like Johnsons and Jacksons in America. You know, they're not all related, but
yeah,
they kind of are all related. We're not going to go into specifics. I told Carrie we weren't going to go there. But
We didn't realize we were going to be on camera.
Yeah. We do a live stream. I'm sorry, I got the Dutch angle Battlefield Earth view going on because my tripod's a little screwed up. So I apologize to all the live viewers out there. But we got puppets in the house, so talk about that. First of all, puppets, I think y'all are giving a bad rap. Like, I think I am part of the Jim Henson generation.
Yeah.
I grew up with y'all. I even love dinosaurs. Like, I take it that deep into my love for Muppets. Like, even that show, like Sherman Helmsley, rest in peace. He's not dead yet. Sherman Helmsley isn't dead, right?
No, he's gone. Yeah, Sherman's left us.
No, he's gone?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no. He went to that big deluxe apartment in the sky. No. But anyway, I love me some puppets.
Google it, kids. Google it.
No, because there were like four fake like hoax deaths of Sherman Hemsley. It's like, is he dead yet? Like, is he dead? Anyway, puppets. Y'all giving a bad rap. I think that there's so much more beyond the plush. I think that you people do so much for the acting community, do you feel marginalized? Do you feel left behind in the group? Is there a guild that like puppets have that you know kind of you know express and enforce? You know,
well, yeah, we have regular meetings.
Okay,
yeah,
all right,
but we can't discuss that over the radio.
I understand.
And if you think that's bad,
security issues.
Try being a monster puppet.
Yeah,
that's really bad. Right?
So talk about that. Is there puppet on puppet like? You know, violence or like anything like that. I mean, is there anything y'all guys want to get off the table? No. I'm trying to hammer out some stuff. We got a round table puppet thing.
Yeah, we're way out on Avenue Q. We're way out of the city.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all are in Queens, right?
Yeah.
Queens?
Okay. Pretty much.
Yeah, I think that's where.
Queens.
Right on.
Yeah.
So talk about Avenue Q. Talk about where it's at. Talk about what we're going to see when we go down there.
Yeah. Ladies first?
Oh, okay. Are you asking where this show is at?
Oh, we know it's at Ford County, but Avenue Q is based on a place where... ..
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Avenue Q is basically, you know, it's not the nicest place to be, but it's kind of your stepping stone, you know, the first apartment you have out of college, and when you're just trying to make it as a young kid or monster. And so it's not the nicest, but, you know, it's nice. I mean, the people are nice there.
Oh, yeah.
Home
is where the heart is.
Right, exactly. That's the best part about Avenue Q.
I've been living there a while. Me like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, some people never leave, but...
Me feel very at home.
Good for you.
All right. So, I mean, that just shows, like, you know, the depth and the scope of puppets. Like, some people like it in Avenue Q. Some people want to get out.
Yeah.
You know?
That's very true.
It. So it is the inner city, Clinton.
It is the inner city. But way out on the fringes.
Exactly. Yeah.
The fringes of the inner city.
Yeah, right across the tracks, you know? Not on the other side of the tracks. Just right before.
Right up next
right
to
before.
The tracks.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
6 years. So Avenue Q. Talk about exactly what goes down at Avenue Q. What is the crux? What is the hook? Where does wackiness ensue that people are going to see?
I mean, the whole show.
Yeah.
This show is wackiness and personified.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of it... So Princeton over here, he ends up... Excuse me. he ends up showing up into Avenue Q. He's looking for an apartment, and he's just trying to make it in the world. I've just got out of college. It's sort of a young starting part of my life, and I meet these wonderful people. Aww. And it's about me figuring out who I am and my purpose. I learn who I am because of the people around me. And it, we go through a few difficult things.
As you do.
You'll have to see it.
Things happen.
Yes.
Life.
For a show about puppets, there's a lot of humanity to it. Mm-hmm. Because it's very raw and very real. And yes, it's goofy, but it's centered in, like, what actually happens in your life.
So let me ask, interesting. Does working with puppets make it harder or easier to find the humanity?
Ooh.
Good question.
Yeah, that's very good.
I would say both. I think that I was, when I first met Kate, I was shocked at the moment that, you know, I put her on, and she's so expressive, almost like effortlessly a little bit. Like some of the other puppets, it's a little bit harder to, I think, for some people to like convey their emotions. I have another puppet that I use as well, and she's a lot harder, I think. But Kate, you just love her. Like, I just love her face. As soon as I saw her, I'm like, she's just so sweet and cute. But then also, you have this, almost this barrier, you have to, like, jump over this hurdle of acting through someone else. Mm-hmm. It's my first time using puppets, and I definitely have never had to do that. So it's, you know, focusing on what she's doing and not what my body's doing, but what her body's doing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it becomes so ingrained in you. Like, for example, we were off camera, but we just don't realize we're doing it all the time. But while you guys were talking, I was, Princeton was nodding, and that's just,
just
what happens. It becomes so, so natural.
And to really briefly just answer Clinton's question, yes, I think the puppets actually help. It's a lot of, like, the way that, like, sci-fi shows can deal with certain topics and make it okay and get past, you know, whatever censors might be out there or whatever. Puppets kind of make that the same thing. It couches it in a friendly, cuddly way where we can talk about things like racism and sexual mores and things like, and acceptance and being who you are and trying to find that purpose that you have in life.
Cool. Hell yeah. And that's what art is about.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just going to take a small little break. Here are just some of the artistic events happening this week up in Seville. I got music running. Currently running now to tomorrow, the Shenandoah Friends Festival in Stanton. For info, check shenfridge.com. SHENFRINGE.com. Last chance! The Actors Renaissance Season at the American Shakespeare Center presents Tom Stoppard, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead at the Blackfriars Playhouse in Stanton. That's going to be a good one. Last chance. Oh, these are all real ones, by the way. This is not like last week's show where everything was made up. These are actual, these are actual announcements in your community. Please go see these shows when you get a chance. Last chance, West Side Story.
And if you missed our completely made-up April Fool's show, go to SevoPodcast.com for the completely made-up April Fool's Day show.
You know, I drove 30 minutes to see the African-Lithuanian dance group, and nobody showed up.
I had tickets.
I want my money back. West Side Story at the V.O. Dickinson Building at PVCC. Also, last chance, Nine Pillars Hip Hop Festival. Verbs and Vibes. Hip Hop Open Mic at the Bridge. Progressive Arts Institute hosted by Remy St. Clair at noon. And the block party at the Ix is at 3 p.m. today. Get your groove on. Hip Hop. Open Hip Hop Culture Fest. It's going down all this week, guys. It's going to be amazing. Last week was a blast. Last year was amazing. This year, it just sounds off the chain. Go see our show last week if you want to catch the details. Tomorrow, world premiere of the new thriller, Truth or Dare, by Blumhouse Studios and director and Charlottesville native Jeff Wadlow at Lighthouse Studios. What? Go to their website for tickets and times. I know about Blumhouse. That's something. That's something. Tomorrow, April 13th, student thesis photo exhibition. Women of Africa showing the diversity of the women of Africa, the continent so frequently reductively thought of as a country. Tomorrow, May the 14th, Albemarle Parks and Recreation offer a tango workshop at Murray High School. April the 10th, the Fairland Art Museum offers Babies in Artland, all for adult caregivers of infants 18 months and younger. Bring your baby to join fellow parents for lively conversations about works of art, because babies need to talk about art too. It's just important.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Feminine Likeness, Portraits of Women by American Artists. What? 1809 to 1950. A talk by cultural fellow Jennifer Kemp. April 10th, The Art of Partner Dance, an Exploration of the Form by Edwin Wuerl. April 11th, Laugh Yo Ass Off Comedy Open Mic, hosted by Chris Allen at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. April 12th, the Charlottesville Salsa Club offers Dance for Equality, an introductory salsa lesson, and then Party / Flash Mob by the Downtown Mall Fountain. That sounds dope. April 12th through the 14th, UVA Spring Dance Concert at the Ruth Kaplan Theater. Also April the 12th, Spoken Work Open Mic, One Mic Stand at the V. Earl Dickinson Building at Piedmont Virginia Community College. April 14th, Writing Your Family Story at the Writer House. April 14th, Experience Dance, Live Music, and Multilingual Poetry in this embrace of ethnic diversity that we hope the Nazis will hate at the Tom Tom Festival. We are Diversity Festival at the Ix Art Park. Well, they loved some Thomas Jefferson. I'll just say that. April 21st, Charlottesville's Ballet Spring Flings featuring dance, wine, hors d'oeuvres, and in-studio shopping from local boutiques and artists at the Charlottesville Ballet Studio Theater. And for your music options this week...
For those music options this week, today, the Eggs Benefit Brunch at Brasserie Saison. Brunch and jazz with a portion of today's benefit going to Sarah, the Sexual Assault Resource Agency. Also today, the UVA Flute Ensemble presents their spring concert at the Rotunda Dome Room at 1 p.m. Today, Patrick and Aaron Olwell and friends at Albemarle Cider Works at 2:30 p.m. Before tonight's concert, Nashville's Doug and Talisha Williams of Wild Ponies lead a songwriting workshop at the Front Porch Roots Music School at 3 p.m. Kaylee Garrett and Gary Green, Glasshouse Winery, 3 p.m. King Golden Banshee at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub at 5:30. Tomorrow, it's Aaron Lunsford at South Street Brewery and Red and the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. On April 10th, the Ragged Mountain String Band plays the Whiskey Jar. Junior Moment's Last Stand is at Dirty Nelly's and Travis Elliott, of course, at Fellini's. April 11th, the Working Effective at the Shebeen Pub and Bry. Nick and Steve Pollock pull down Fellini's. And on April 13th, Brad Saylor teaches English country dances from 1650 to the modern era at St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
Can't wait.
April 13th to April 15th, the Tomtown Founders Festival Block Party features concerts by local bands in Emancipation Park. And April 13th, George Taylor's at the Blue Mountain Barrel House, Charlottesville's Jimmy Buffett Tribute Band. Yes, we have our own Jimmy Buffett Tribute Band.
Wow.
Charlottesville's Jimmy Buffett Tribute Band, the Full Moon Saloon Band, is at Glasshouse Winery. And it could be my fault. open instrumental and vocal jam, Pickin' and Grinnin' at the James River Brewery, Charlottesville Baroque Orchestra at Old Cabell Hall, Gladstone's at Dirty Nelly, Thomas Dean and Nasty's Multimedia Dance Party, Back That Thing Up, returns this time at the Jefferson Theater. April 14th, the Bridge Progressive Arts Institute presents A Sound Celebration, a merge of their Telemetry and Music Matters series featuring Naomi Alligator, Molly Murphy, and DJ Lindsay Shavers. On April 14th, our friends Ann Lahr at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub, the Turtles Wadlow at Space Lab, Juke Jackson and Kiz Carter at Dirty Nelly's, and DJ Groovematic at Rapture. Every Monday, of course, at the Bluegrass Jam at the French Porch Music School. Every Monday, it's Seafoot, Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music, weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitary Church, and the Singer-Songwriter Night at the Local on Tuesdays, the traditional Irish session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Also, Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Salas at Bebedero. And every Wednesday, it's the Open Mic Night at Prairie Nada Farm Brewery. Bam! The Open Mic Night at Holly's Deli with the pub hosted by Josh Mayo. Bam! Jazz Collective Number 9 at Fellini's Number 9. Bam! Bachata Fusion at the Ante Room presented by the Charlottesville Salsa Club.
Bam!
And DJ and Friends of the Bebedero.
Bam!
And the Mike Rosensky and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. Yeah, every Thursday it's Lua
Wednesday
at the Bebedero, and also every Thursday
John Durth!
With the John Durth Quintet at Miller's, because every once in a while, you just got to come down to Durth.
Yeah.
And those are only a few of the wonderful artistic offerings in our wonderful artistic town.
This is Homegrown.
Read it.
This is Homegrown. 94.7 WPVC. 36 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned after the show for the Sunday morning wake-up call. We're your host, Rick Moore. Lisa Province from the Seville Weekly. Intrepid journalist here in the community talking about current events in the city and the county. And this is 94.7 WPVC.
There you go.
Let me throw a question back to the Avenue Q people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Specifically, the actors. What kind of training did you guys have to work? Because I'm impressed with how. Because you guys aren't up until when? When do you guys go up?
We open on May 4th.
Mm-hmm. May 4th. 4th
through the 20th.
It, yeah. So, and you guys already seem very comfortable with those puppets. What kind of training did they bring in a puppeteer expert?
We did have a woman come from Richmond.
I think so, from a
puppet. She does puppetry and does classes in Richmond, and she came and worked with us an afternoon. Otherwise, we've just been playing with these guys and having fun.
An afternoon.
Yeah, worked with us for several hours and just taught us some tricks of the trade and how to make sure that our puppets are always paying attention to what goes on. And
We can attribute a lot of it as well to our director, who has put us through. We've done various exercises daily, and it's just. It's a really wonderful cast. Like it's just a great show. It sort of lends itself to itself. You know, you pick up the puppetry as it goes because you live the character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just how it works. And then we training these people very good.
He's
big time puppet master.
His personal life than anything else.
Well, yeah, I just imagine it being like, you know, when we were kids and when we started playing football, just keep the football with you all the time. Just hold it with you when you're watching TV, when you're on the couch, you know, when, you know, you're eating or whatever. Just have it with you. Is it kind of the same way, you know?
Yeah pretty much. We just we get to rehearsal and these guys go on and they don't come off till we're done. So it's and then we just in between when we're not on stage, we're backstage working and doing stuff with each other and trying to figure out how do we do this? How would we do this? And for Trekkie, he's got another hand here. So
very specifically,
there will actually be another person on my hip, operating that other hand. So she and I have to work together to figure out hand gestures and movements and how does he clap and how does he hold stuff and throw it and. So
there's a form of collaboration.
It's an odd way to work, but you kind of get used to it after a while. It's like doing anything when you do it in theater. You do it enough, you kind of get used to it, and it gets into your muscle memory.
Yeah, and it looks like you guys are just having so much fun.
It is a fun show.
Usually show like Shakespearean shows, like you know, are just grueling and just there can be like contention and like I want my character to do this, but my director wants me to do this and blah blah blah. Like, you guys are just having fun, man.
I apologize for that, David. Would you let it go? I apologized already. God.
Me and Clinton have worked together numerous times. And I've enjoyed every
And I will just say, and I'm sure the other guys feel the same way about theirs, but Trekkie, I love this guy.
It really looks like you do.
I love playing this character, and I love working with him. So he's just a lot of fun.
And you grew up imitating Cookie Monster.
I've been doing his voice since I was seven. I've been doing the voice since I was seven, so it just seemed like a really good natural fit.
Oh, yeah. I feel the same way. I connect so much with this character, like, to a scary level. He, you know, he's someone who's trying to find himself. He's there's a really wonderful song that's my... I think one of my personal favorites that's I Wish I Could Go Back to College, that we sing together.
Preach!
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah.
And change my major, not date that girl.
You connect with it, and...
Yeah, that's what's great, sorry to interrupt
you. No, please, please.
That's what's so great about the show is that, for people that don't really know what it is, it can just seem like, oh, it's a musical with puppets, and it's just, you take it at face value, but actually, like, I think we could all say that we relate to at least one character in this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is like a coming of age kind of tale, and like, I definitely, same thing, like, I definitely relate with Kate Monster. You know, she's like at a job she's not really thrilled with. She really has bigger dreams for herself, and it's like the struggle to like try and get there, right?
This kind of leads me to a question that kind of anybody can jump in both of these puppet related shows. Like, what I would feel there's kind of a challenge in making people believe that the show is more than just y'all playing with puppets, mm-hmm. and it's just like, it's not just a puppet show. Like, these are dealing with like serious issues like religion and coming of age and mm-hmm. belonging, oh, yeah. and trust and community. So it's like, how do you get people to buy in and just look past the puppetry while embracing the puppetry? Like, I mean, I know it's not like our original like intent to get as many butts in the seats as possible, but to just do great work. But I mean, in terms of like getting butts in the seats, like what's kind of the challenge and adversity that you see in that? Just making people believe that it's more than just a puppet show.
Well, I think the huge challenge for both of these shows is getting people to like not bring their kids.
That's a good thing to bring up in a show like this.
So true.
That's a very.
They all feature puppets and very cute and funny, mm-hmm. but these are not for your kids. These are no. very adult
by
shows.
Any stretch.
These are R-rated shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's that's a challenge. But I think, mm-hmm. like I was saying, it's the puppets actually kind of. Make it easier to address some of these issues of sexuality and racism and acceptance and finding your way in life and doing that. It eases that, and it makes it funny, and it makes people, I think, kind of interested in coming to see how that works exactly. How do these puppets actually make it so much easier to understand this stuff and to relate this stuff to an audience? Whereas if it was just humans doing it, it might seem preachy or so you don't feel like you're being preached to, even though there's some lessons to be learned.
And it also brings you back to your childhood. Like, obviously, Avenue Q is similar to Sesame
some
Street.
Show that's on TV.
Right? But like,
I've never heard of it.
No.
Never.
But so, I mean, it brings you back to that, like, oh, I remember this. Oh, that's similar to that because I remember learning as a child, mm-hmm. and like, it's the same thing, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and in Hand to God, what winds up happening with Jason, the kind of key puppeteer in the show, is the Tyrone puppet becomes his way of expressing all these pent-up emotions that he can't actually say to his mother, Marjorie, or to the girl that he likes, or to the... classmate, Timothy, the guy that he sees as a rival, as a bully, that sort of thing. It all comes out through the puppet, and it's all these really negative, hostile, conflicted, like, angsty emotions that are all expressed strictly through the puppet, because when he talks, for the most part, it's it's not that way. So
he's a very good boy, and his puppet becomes his internal life and how he can express himself in a way that doesn't really undermine who he is in society. And then he's got this puppet who's bringing the inside outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that, you know, when you ask about getting over the hurdle of puppets, it's, you know, getting over the hurdle of theater. It's suspension of disbelief that, yes, these puppets can be real characters because it's theater.
Yeah.
And so in Hand to God, Tyrone is a character. He is not a puppet after a point. He just is not a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
He's as fully formed as any of the other characters in the show.
Right.
And you sold me. And I'm going to buy tickets online and see both shows right now. Puppets! And you're right. It's a much deeper art form, and it's another layer, and it's going to be awesome. We got to do a drop. We'll be right back. This is Homegrown. Drop! You just turning in. This here Homegrown. 94.7 WPVC, the Progressive voice of Charles.
Did you just go from the Jeffersons to Sanford and Son?
Perhaps I did.
LaWanda Page, she's not with us anymore either, just in case you were going to ask.
All our heroes are gone. Stay tuned after the show for the Sunday morning wake-up call with your host, Rick Moore. His guest is Lisa Province from the CVO Weekly, talking about current events in the city and the county. She's good people, so listen up. Talking to... cast of Hand to God, cast of Avenue Q, well, partial cast, but just enough. Oh, y'all look beautiful too, puppets and people. Shout out to Red Netzel at Live Arts and the people at Ford County for putting on these shows, making it happen. So, any last thoughts? I mean, Hand to God, Live Arts Theater, April 13th through May the 6th.
Actually,
and then,
can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so here's my question, and it's a little complex, but we'll try to get it out. It's so great to see these puppets be so alive, and it's so great to hear you guys talk about acting with the puppets and how vibrant and what a thing it is. And yet each show, it seems, has puppets at a sort of remove. I don't know if that's saying, like, because Avenue Q, I mean, part of the point of Avenue Q is that sort of a tongue-in-cheek wink and nod to the audience, like, well, you know, mm-hmm. puppets are really supposed to be a kid's thing, and, you know, there's there's that ever-popular show from PBS, and here we are, we're doing a naughty version of that, isn't that wacky and sort
that?
Of out there?
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
And at the same time, with Hand to God, the puppet, it sounds like the prime use of the puppet is to be the vehicle for the id to come out, exactly. there, or for the ego, sorry, for the ego to come out, something that, you know, that you usually keep back. I wonder if you think that there's any room for just like a straight adult, not adult in terms of adult, but a straight, you know, like serious show about puppet, or is it all puppets, or is it always going to be like this sort of tongue in cheek sort of thing?
Like, I imagine Hardball in puppet form. Stormy Daniels, talk about it! No.
Yeah.
Sorry. But, no. Yeah, reasonable question.
I still say Chris Matthews. Still,
Chris Matthews is a puppet.
I think that it's as valid an art form as any other. So I think that mm-hmm. if somebody could figure out a way to do a completely straight play, serious adult drama, whatever you wanted to, and do it with puppets, I think there's probably a way to do that. It doesn't have to be a wink and a nod to the audience. It doesn't have to be... But I think there's absolutely a way you could do that.
I think there are many of them. They're just not well known.
Right.
Yes, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, these are two shows that have notoriety, but
exactly.
you know, puppetry as a form has been around for centuries, and
right.
and truly as a vehicle for conveying serious stories.
Sure.
And you mm-hmm. know, when you talk about how, you know, kids' art form, you know, we in this country might think of it as a child's art form, much as we think about cartoons as a child's art
right.
form, and we see mm-hmm. things as they progress and become, you know, graphic novels or some of the more serious. Animated films that have come
South Park.
Out in recent years.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing.
Loving Vincent. In
a certain way,
like that,
yeah, exactly. In a certain way, it's an unexplored art form in our country
sure.
for,
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
you know, these sorts of serious conversations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think.
Cool. I mean, that kind of says it all. It can either be subversive or in your face. You guys are awesome. Hand to God.
Awesome.
Live Arts Theater, April 13th through May the 6th. And then Avenue Q, Ford County, right after that, May the 4th through May the 20th. So get your double dose of puppet fixins in
us.
Charlottesville. Come see them
all. Of us.
It sounds amazing. And y'all are so impressive, and yeah, it's just gonna be crazy. It's gonna be great. Thank you so much for coming into Homegrown. Please
Thank
come back
right.
when y'all are doing something next, because
Thanks
y'all will be doing something next. I want to see Avenue Q 2, like The Reckoning, more machine guns, more bombs. This time it's personal.
I want to see Hand to Q, the Avenue Q Hand.
Oh yeah.
Crossover!
Make it happen! Ripping Avenue Q apart.
Exactly. Wow! Maybe you should bring
your popular
yeah. Club
exactly.
The demon puppets. The demon puppets gonna be like, ah, I'm so bad, and all the Avenue Q puppets are gonna be like, what, what?
Yeah, what?
What? That's every day for us on Avenue Q, baby.
me want to go see Hand to God, so maybe we get a ticket.
Contact the Charlottesville Story Writers Guild.
And more sex.
Yeah, it's a trade-off. Oh, well, I mean...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think we can give you a run for your money.
Yeah. Oh,
no. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. We're going to wrap up. But I want to take a little bit of Leslie's weekly rant time. Because she is not here, so I'm going to take it. Today's April the 8th. It is the birth date of my mother. She is years old today. What else can a son say about their mother? I am lucky to be a person that's had a wonderful relationship with my mother. She's a person that I can talk with about anything. She's a person that makes me feel comfortable and sane in times when I feel the opposite. And I don't speak with her enough, and I don't talk to her enough. Which is on me. And I need to do better about that. But I don't want to take up too much time, but I do want to give my mother a little love and a little public shout out because, I mean, I guess if you appreciate the person that I am, she's made me that. So don't thank me for anything. Thank her because she's made me the person that I am right now. So thank you, Mom. I love you with all my heart. And, I'll see you soon. And yeah, we're just trying to wrap up now. But we'll take care of it. We're wrapping up now. So thank you for y'all tuning into Homegrown. We'll be back next week, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye.
No April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday. But what it is something true, made up of these three words that I must say to you. I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. No sun. Three words could ever
94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.